VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi guys, welcome back to today's Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Victoria. So what are some crazy or party games you guys played when you were kids, okay? When I was in middle school, I remember I played Monkey in the Middle. Or maybe the craziest was Truth or Dare. Even until today, Truth or Dare can be a bit nasty, you know? If you guys know the game called Cards Without Humanity, you probably have a good idea. So the video today will talk about how the speaker went all the way with Truth or Dare when she was still in elementary. If you guys have some crazy stories to share with me, feel free to leave me a comment below. I would love to read about them. All right, so let's get to the sentence of the day. And I do mean crazy. I've licked the seat of a toilet in a boys' restroom, walked into the boys' locker room during school, asked out a sixth grader I didn't know. Okay, 那这句话的中文意思大概是我真的是很疯狂哦。我曾经舔过男厕的马桶，在上课的时候闯进男生的更衣间，约一个我不认识的六年级生出去。Wow. That is really crazy. I would never ever lick any toilet. Not even my house toilet, okay? This is disgusting. It's insane. Okay, anyway, 我们今天来就是教一下 pronunciation tips, okay? And I do mean crazy, 因为我觉得这边 do 要很强调语气，因为你想让大家知道说你真的很疯狂。然后这个 do 呢，其实也没有说非常的有什么特别的意思，它只是在强调那个 crazy 这个 adjective 而已。All right, and another word I think that you guys really need to practice on is sixth. Sixth, 后面有个 th 哦，所以要多夸张就多夸张，把你的舌头给我伸出来，不然 recording 是听不到的 ，okay? Sixth, 不知道你们有没有听到。Anyway, the next one is restroom, school. 通常我们遇到逗号之前的那个字，我们语气可能要往下。但是呢，因为这句话在强调三件非常疯狂的事情，所以呢，我会建议往上扬。All right, let's read that one more time and pay attention to the pronunciation tips while you're doing it. And I do mean crazy. I've licked the seat of a toilet in a boys' restroom, walked into the boys' locker room during school,asked out a sixth grader I didn't know. All right, good job, guys. Let's move on to our vocabulary section. Truth or dare, the dare. All right, number one is dare. 竟然是个 C1 的字。It is a verb, and it means to ask someone to do something that involves risk. Risk means dangerous, right? Someone that doesn't want to do anything because, you know, it might risk your 面子 or risk your life doing it, right? 向什么什么挑战，问什么什么有没有胆量做什么样的事情，或者是就是有点像激将法的意思，就是我在激你。做什么 ？So I dare you to 干嘛干嘛，就是有点像是我赌你敢不敢亲你暗恋的女生。I dare you to kiss the girl you have a crush on. I bet you wouldn't kiss her because you know you're a scaredy cat. 就是 you know, okay, let's put a bet on it means 就是我们还是下个赌注吧，对吧 ？Okay, let's move on to our number two vocabulary. What's crazy?It is an adjective, it means stupid or not reasonable. 愚蠢的或荒唐的。OK, 大家都知道这个单字，但是你们可能也有听过大家用 cuckoo, cray cray, loony, 都是指 crazy 的意思。那假如要骂人骂得比较有水准一点的话，可以说 This person is really a mess up here. Up here 就是指头脑啦 OK, or even much simplerYou can say, this person is messed up. But this would really refer to a broader sense. And not just mentally, could be about anything, like life or relationship, something like that. So this is my sentence. This looked like something that my crazy ex-girlfriend would do. Burn all of my belongings. That's just tricky. Alright, 这个呢看起来像是我前女友会做的事，把我所有的东西都烧了，太疯狂了。She's tricky.Okay, let's move on to number three, which is locker. Locker is a noun. 它是个就是储衣物柜啦，就是存放柜的意思。不一定是衣物，也可能是放你的书本啊，或者是任何东西可以把它 lock 起来的，就是 locker. 那大家可能会在电影里面看到，就是国外的国中啊、高中啊，会有一整排的 locker， 或者像是健身房里面会看到置物柜，就是 locker room 的意思。那比空间比 locker 大一点的，我们可以称之为 storage 就储藏室的意思。 This is my sentence. Of course I can't put my car in the storage. Are you a loony? 我当然不能把我的车放在储藏柜里啊，你是疯了吗？你是疯子吗？ Are you a loony? 就是你是疯子吗？ Okay, see what I did there? Putting two words in one sentence. Alright, and that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave me a comment about your craziest truth or dare experience. I am dying to know. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.